Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, November 20th, 2014. Dozens injured in ongoing clashes in Jerusalem and troops demolish homes in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. During ongoing clashes in Jerusalem, medical sources have reported that at least 12 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli army fire in occupied East Jerusalem. One of the injured suffered a serious head injury, while more than 35 suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Soldiers also attacked a blind woman, a cancer patient, and kidnapped several Palestinians. Dr. Amin Abu Ghazala, in charge of the emergency unit of the Red Crescent in Jerusalem, said that 12 Palestinians have been shot by rubber-coated metal bullets. Four of them have been hospitalized after suffering injuries to their face and hands. Abu Ghazala added that at least 35 Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and received treatment by local medics. Clashes were reported in Sur Bahir town, At-Tur town, and Silwan town in Jerusalem. Moreover, a three-month-old infant suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after dozens of soldiers invaded Beit Likya village west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah and fired gas bombs at a number of homes there. Meanwhile, three more civilians were injured when Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn Askar refugee camp east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus and clashed with local youth. Elsewhere, Israeli bulldozers demolished on Thursday a number of mobile homes to the east of At-Taiba village, east of Ramallah. Near Hebron, forces seized a tractor and four water tanks, while residents of Ain Dwekat At-Tahta, to the northwest of Jericho, were served with 70 notices to halt construction of their homes. In other news, a number of extremist Israeli settlers invaded on Thursday the village of Kosara, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and attacked property before local villagers clashed with them and briefly detained two of them. The settlers came from the Yesh Kodish illegal settlement south of the village. Local youth surrounded the invading settlers and held two of them for more than 30 minutes before the Palestinian District Coordination Office intervened and handed them back to the Israeli army. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 20th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.